This podcast replay is brought to you by Sloman's Home Security. The first 40 Big O listeners right now, dial 1-800-ALARM-ME. We'll get this limited time offer, a free doorbell camera that connects directly to your smartphone with installation of your Sloman's Shield. Call 1-800-ALARM-ME. Keep your family safe. Call 1-800-ALARM-ME.
Maybe Poupart and Shad will finally jump on the Tua bandwagon after Sunday. No, they're not allowed. They're not allowed to jump on the Tua bandwagon. I'm sorry, you're not allowed on the Tua bandwagon. If you weren't on the Tua bandwagon the 2 years prior to this, you're not on the Tua bandwagon at all. That's the way I look at it. I'm sorry. You can't flip-flop, dude. You know, you can't go John Kerry on me. All right, no. Can't do that. You can't be flip-flopping all the time. All right? So let's go. You got to have some conviction. It's what I just told you about this whole thing. At no point did I ever think that Tua can't throw. At no point did I ever think he can't play the game. And he can't be at this level and all that stuff. I never thought that. That never crossed my mind. Do I worry about him getting injured? Yeah. That's the only concern I've ever had with him. And by the way, if he learns to get rid of the ball, then he won't get injured at all, practically. I mean, every quarterback can get injured. You know, it doesn't matter what quarterback you are, but if you're going to hang on to the ball a little too much and then take hits, unnecessary hits, then that's what increases the chances. But I was never, and that was my problem with the whole Tua thing the last 2 years. You're blaming him when he has no offensive line. You're blaming him when he has no running game. You're blaming him when he has no coaches. That was my problem throughout 2 years. You made it sound like he was the incompetent one out of the whole thing. And when he was the only competent one out of the whole thing, him and Waddle in the second year, obviously. You know, it was baffling to me. And what, all of a sudden now he can play? No, dude. No, he could always play. It's just finally he has a coach and he has offensive talent. Wow, what a concept. Holy shit. They gave him coaching and offensive talent and he's playing well? Shit, what a concept. So to me, what's going on here? Look, I'm not saying that I expected what he did in the fourth quarter and all that. I'm not saying that, but I did expect him to play very good football. I told you that he would take teams that were out of the playoffs last year into the playoffs. The Chargers would have made the playoffs last year with Tua, not with choking ass Herbert and all his stats and his beauty and his arm and his athleticism and running like a deer and all that. Please, give me a break. So that, to me, I've never wavered from all of this. And that's been my problem with the whole thing. And now we've got all the people. And what did they say? Well, I guess the coaching makes a difference. Oh, I guess having Tyreek Hill makes a difference. Of course it does. Take Jerry Rice away from Montana and he has less stats and maybe less championships. That's fine. That's how it goes. You take a Stallworth and Swan and Franco Harris away from the Steelers, and do they win all four titles? Maybe not. Had an incredible defense, but maybe they don't win the titles if you take away certain talents. That's why they're great teams. Sure, Popovich, does he have all the titles without Duncan and Ginobili and Parker and David Robinson? Probably not. I mean, that's kind of part of the game. But Duncan's not going to do it by himself. He's going to need Ginobili and Parker and all that. Same thing. Nobody does it by themselves. But we have this thing with this kid, like he has to carry the entire team when no quarterback carries the entire team. You have to have help. And then he's the only one that could throw an incomplete or a pass that falls short. So to me, that's what bothers me. And then now we've got all these people that, you know, they're trying to justify how they were thinking. And guess what? For me personally, there's no justification. You don't get a break here. You don't get on the bandwagon. You don't get a break here. You don't get to say, oh, he wasn't healthy. Oh, he now has some talent around him. Oh, he now has a coach. That tells me that you didn't understand football and you didn't understand the quarterback position. That's it. And just like everybody, like 95% of the Justin Herbert lovers, they're just arm queens. They're not really looking at a quarterback. They're just looking at a great athlete. And then they assume that that will be a great quarterback. And maybe Herbert becomes a great quarterback. Maybe. But he hasn't been a great quarterback at any point yet. Great quarterbacks win significant things. They make a difference. And last year, by the way, there was zero excuse for the Chargers to not be in the playoffs. There's every excuse for the Dolphins not to be in the playoffs, but there was zero excuses for the Chargers. Their team was more than good enough to be in the playoffs. So their quarterback and their coaches failed. Pretty simple. That team, the coaches, the quarterback, they failed. They should have been in the playoffs. You don't lose that Texans game. If you're really a playoff team, you don't lose the Texans game. But you lose the Texans game when, you know, you throw the pick six.